This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is trying again to pass the family and medical leave bill that President Bush vetoed in 1990. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Congress and the White House are heading for another collision over time off for workers facing family emergencies. Legislation in Congress would require 12 weeks of leave when a baby is born or there's a serious illness in the family. President Bush vetoed a similar measure last year, but the idea is too important to ignore. The president's right-wing pro-business advisors have an ideological hang-up, Al. They don't like Congress telling business what to do. But when business goes wrong, Congress speaks up. That's why we have laws on minimum wages, child labor, and worker safety. Tell President Bush to put his veto pen away, Al. In this day and age, no working mother should lose her job because she can't get maternity leave or needs time off to care for a new baby or a sick child.
Ted, why not tell our gentle listeners about the recent study by the SBA which surveyed 1,700 companies and documented the fact that the cost of firing an employee who would like family leave is much greater than the cost of just granting him or her the time off. What more incentive do you want? Ted, you don't need the heavy hand of Congress dictating what companies can and can't do. Something else you always forget to mention is that your family leave bill would apply only to companies with more than 50 workers. What about all of the other Americans? Don't they have rights too? Ted, whatever Congress does, let's make certain that it's fair for all. But most importantly, let's not just rush in and put one more law on the books when American employers have every good reason to grant any family leave all on their own, the real American way. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on preventing violent crimes against women. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.